Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Sean's birthday. And also, we're fighting.
Yeah, we are. We're in a big, major argument.
But... yeah, if this could be the last episode, stay tuned.
Please. Right, okay?
If anybody was walking away, it's me.
I don't know. I feel like I might be like a silent assassin. And like, because everyone's going to think that you're going to be the one that quits.
Right.
Because you always complain so much.
Like, right.
You're whining and bitching all the fucking time.
The thing is, though, if you left the podcast, I could just keep going. If I left, who's going to upload? Who's going to edit? Who's going to think of topics? Who's going to be funny? You know?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, have fun with your two listeners that remain.
Oh, I think 100% would stay just for the Sean special. Okay. I'd still roast you.
Okay, so I can just tune in to hear you complain about me.
Yeah.
It'll just change over into like a Brie roast podcast, and every week you just monitor my social media and then roast the shit out of
it. Yeah, it's just going to be called I Can Roast.
All right, well, before we continue this negativity.
Yeah, it is my birthday post, so it needs to be negative.
Sean got to set the mood today since this is birthday week, so it's negativity.
Absolutely.
But yeah, let's throw something positive in there just to switch it up. I want to say thank you so much to our patrons, Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Amanda. Thank you so much for your generosity to all of you, as well as all of our other patrons. If you want to join our Patreon, you can head to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in the bio. And there's some awesome stuff going on up there, including bonus episodes. There's a couple already up there for you to listen to. If you can't get enough.
There's going to be a new one coming in the next little bit of Bree spilling some tea.
Oh, a big, speaking of roasts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a juicy bonus for the patrons only. And you can also find merch linked in our bio on Instagram. And you can follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And you can follow us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast and at Brianne Williamson. But yeah, let's get into it.
First of all, I do think we still should have a roast episode.
Where we just roast each other.
Where we write like a 5 minute
like a full fucking roast.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
I think it would be funny.
I like that. Yeah. I'm really into that, actually. Okay. I feel like that would be a good one to do and also film and just put the roast section up on like Patreon like for like the 10 minutes film so people can see our reactions to each other getting roasted.
Gorge.
I love that.
So yeah, we're fighting. Mm-hmm. Brie is really attracted to Justin Bieber and Eminem.
Yeah.
And first of all, I just think I'm not going to listen to a lesbian. That's the end of the sentence.
That's the end. Period.
A lesbian's opinion of men. Because it's wrong, first of all.
Yeah.
And no, that's it.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm really weird in the sense that, like, I am definitely, like, full-blown lesbian. Like, I'm not bi. Have tried that out for a bit, as we've talked about on this podcast. Tried the pan label. No, I'm definitely a lesbian. But when it comes to celebrity crushes, I'm it's fair game.
Okay.
Because I think that I, when it comes to celebrities, I don't even think of them as, like, people, which sounds harsh. I don't mean it like that. I know they're people with feelings, blah, blah. But...
blah, blah, puppet for my entertainment, blah, blah.
But I get, like, attracted to their, like, energy. Like, I find it, like, fascinating, their ability to, like, kind of... Okay, here's my example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you're really attracted to the energy that Eminem gives off of homophobia, woman hating. You know, you're really just attracted to that, which does make sense for you.
Okay, no. Let's be very clear here. I'm attracted to the fact that I find it fascinating that some people can walk into a room and it has nothing to do with necessarily, like, their attractiveness. It's just their ability to, like, turn heads is the phrase, but you know what I mean. Like, it's like change the energy in a room. So, like, for example, Julia and I, like, 2 years ago were on commercial drive having lunch. Okay, we're sitting on the patio and we're kind of like watching people walk along commercial, you know, people watching, and this guy is walking down the sidewalk.
Okay.
And I can't describe it, but I was just like, I said to Julia, I had no idea who this guy was. I was like, that's a celebrity. And she was like, she looked and she was like, oh yeah, that guy does look really like interesting, cool. And it's not that he was like hot or like whatever it was. I was just like, it's the way he's walking. I can tell that he's somebody, or he has that like X factor, right? And he was just wearing like a white t-shirt and jeans. It's not like he was like fucking Elton John walking down the street, okay? And it just so happens that he goes into the restaurant we were eating at, and he comes and he, I guess, meets his friends and sits on the patio like two tables down. And I'm looking at him, and then all of a sudden people on the patio start kind of like turning and looking at him. And I guess someone recognized him and went over to ask for an autograph. And I was like, fucking told you. Like, I know that I could just tell.
Okay.
That person had like a pull. And turns out he was the lead singer of the band Mother Mother.
Okay.
Anyways, what my point is, I find it fascinating that certain people, it's like you can't like... You can't put it into words or like box it up.
They have like a magnetism, but I do think some of that magnetism is learned with power and things like that. So it's like, I don't really, Justin Bieber wasn't fucking walking into every room. We saw him in his stupid little hoodie singing Baby. When he was walking into a room like that, we weren't like, oh,
yeah, but he was a magnet as a kid. Like when it comes to star power, have you seen those videos of him drumming when he was like 4?
No.
Oh, see, this is your problem. You're not a true stan. You don't understand the power of Justin Bieber from the get-go.
Right.
Like, he sang outside and, like, drew crowds around him while he was busking.
Well, because somebody was like,
busking.
Where's your mom?
No, are you okay? I'm not going to argue with this. He was a natural star.
Right.
He was a star.
Okay.
He is a star.
But I also think everybody telling you that you're a star is eventually going to create...
No, but this is what I'm saying. Stardom. This is where you're backwards. He was a star before everyone told him he was a star. He was a star from day one.
I don't think talent means star, though. You're saying if you walk...
I don't either. I don't think talent means star at all. I didn't tell you that. I told you commercial driving. I walked down. I didn't know his fucking talent.
Yeah,
I could tell he's a star.
I'm talking specifically Justin Bieber. If 4-year-old Justin Bieber walked into a room and he wasn't drumming, you'd be like, he wasn't like swagging it up.
No, let me tell you. If I was a casting director, okay, this is the way I like to think about it. Okay, casting director, let's say for Disney Channel or commercial, whatever. And I'm casting 6-year-olds, okay? And I'm going to have 100 kids walk in that room. People can tell who walks in before they do anything.
Right.
And is a star. And Justin Bieber was that.
Sure. Us getting in the biggest fight of the podcast over Justin Bieber
is a star or not.
I just hate Justin Bieber. I hate Eminem. My hatred for Eminem knows no bounds.
That's next level, and I understand that. We've talked about this off the podcast before. And
I think we've briefly talked about it on the podcast, too. Anyways, I hate Eminem, don't like Justin Bieber, and I also think it is no surprise and no... what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
It's not a shock to me.
Okay, yeah.
That you find somebody who has the exact same energy of Shane.
Yeah, yeah.
From the L Word.
I've told you this. I like dirty people.
I know, but it's just that Justin Bieber now is also that aesthetic.
I like try less kind of people. I like people who wear... T-shirts and jeans. I like people who aren't doing much.
He certainly isn't doing much.
I like not a lot of makeup. I like
you
not
like
looked,
people
not
that are
hair.
The personification of the go ahead girl, give us nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
and
love
he is
give us
that.
Nothing.
And I will sign off on that. Yes. Agreed.
I love give us nothing.
And that he does. Signed, sealed, delivered. This obviously is a very different thing, but I feel like I never comment on people's attractiveness. Besides like Gaga, I'm like, oh my god, she looks so good in that like stupid way. But I never have. I think it's just a difference between us. I never have like a comment on someone's like appearance. A woman's appearance in a way that I'm attracted to it.
Right. I think, like, for me, it's, like, it's the classic, like, do I...
Because you said, like, oh, I just want to suck Justin Bieber's dick.
And Sean exposing me.
You're never hearing me being like, oh, I just want to eat Megan Fox out.
Like, but would you? Cause, like,
no, because I'm gay.
It's like a phrase. It's just like, I'm like, I want to just bow down to the fact that I just love his fucking energy.
Right. But I will give this to you that I did, and you would be able to find it, I believe, tweet at one point that I wanted Justin Bieber to kick my teeth in a hot way.
Oh.
From that one photo shoot when he got the long hair the first time and he was shirtless in like that fitness photo shoot.
Oh, okay.
Very hot there. Then it went downhill.
So there was a time that you would have sucked the J-Biebs.
No. Probably not.
No, I'm going to stop you right there. I hate when people do this.
Right.
I hate when people say that they wouldn't suck Justin Bieber's dick.
Well.
Because you're sitting here telling me that at no point in Justin Bieber's life, okay? At no point in your life, if you happen to, let's take the celebrity out of it. If you happen to run into Justin Bieber at a bar, okay, you go on a date, you know?
Right.
Wines and dines you. You guys go home, you're watching Netflix. You're not sucking Justin Bieber's dick? Like, how ugly do you think this guy is?
No, yeah, probably. You're right.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
I'll concede to that.
It's like I have this friend and she tried to tell me she would never hook up with Kim Kardashian. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
In all fairness, I still didn't want to suck his dick. I did want him to kick my teeth in, though.
Very well, to each different. Their own. I'm not very judging different. What you do. Don't after kink Netflix. Shame me. You do whatever you please, okay?
I have a dentistry fetish, okay?
Oh my God, I have a new fetish to bring up to people.
Oh no, this is my birthday. Why are we talking about your weird fetish?
The fact that this is supposed to be your birthday episode, what is happening? It's very quick. I saw someone post on social media, Instagram, a reel, and they were like, haha, when people ask me what I do for work, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was just like a montage of them smashing pies into their face.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I saw the clip.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what the hell is this? So I like Googled it because I was like, I know that they're getting paid for this because clearly it's a kink.
Right.
That was like, that's what they were insinuating. But I'm like, I don't get, like, what is this kink? Like, I've never heard of it. And apparently there's this kink called Wham.
Okay.
And it's literally
like
just...
Because that's my kink.
And it's literally people just, like, usually with shaving cream or, like chocolate or anything like that. Anything with, like, a weird texture, sticky texture. Putting it in, like, pie shells and just smashing on their face or, like, dumping it over their head. And I'm like, we're
You're
missing out.
You're into this?
No, I'm not into this at all.
I thought you were saying, like, I have a new kink.
Oh, my God. What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, for anyone who... for anyone whose friends might have paused this episode to get back to what they were doing with before I got to the point of saying that this is a new kink that I have found out about.
I thought you were saying, like, I saw this and now I realize that I'm into it.
No.
Okay.
And once again, no shame, but I just don't understand how that's sexual at all. But I mean, different people, different strokes,
go off,
different folks, right? Go
definitely
off.
Different strokes.
But
that's
I'm just,
for sure.
Yeah, but I'm just interested. Like, I'm like, that's another thing that we've talked about, like the foot porn thing. That's something people are getting paid for. All you got to do is pie yourself in the face with some shaving cream.
That's true. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that much that you got to give up to get paid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so happy birthday.
Thank you. I hate aging. Yeah.
I can't.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because I'm really scared of death and dying. And to me, I always just attribute like the fact that I'm aging to just being another
year closer to
disappearing forever. Yeah.
Oh my God. Didn't you for a long time think you were going to die young?
I still think I'm going to die before I'm 30.
Sean, don't fucking say that. You said this on the podcast about the fucking pandemic, and then you brought on COVID-19.
Well, I'm also a witch, yes, but
you
I still...
can't manifest these things.
The earth is manifesting it.
No.
Okay.
The earth is not. You're going to be here for a long, long time.
We'll see. Race, yeah.
Literally, this is taking such a morbid turn that I'm like, I now have to find a spell to unmanifest all the damage.
There's some
you've
black
done.
Magic that's getting ready to kill me by 30. So you got your hands.
How old are you? How much time do we have?
I am turning 28. It is my champagne birthday.
Yeah.
My birthday is March 28th. So, yes, it is my champagne birthday, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. It isn't exciting that I really only have one more birthday after this.
Oh my God, Sean.
At least my champagne, imagine if my champagne birthday was
if
like,
there's anyone out there that does any like magic kind of stuff, can you undo what Sean is doing right now, please?
I'm not doing it. The universe is doing it and it's coming through me. It's the universe is coming on me and I can't do anything about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this one time I also went to a psychic and she did tell me that I had a very good, she asked if I did readings or if I had like read my friends. I've said this before on the podcast. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, just like, you know, I just read the house down boots.
Oh God.
And she said that I did have very good like energy understanding of people. So I feel like I'm getting the energy from, I'm like,
oh my God.
I hear you.
This is horrifying.
Anyways, and I do think it's no coincidence that I did get Botox just before my 28th birthday. Like, the aging is really horrifying to me.
Okay, so this is what I want to talk to you about. Uh-huh. Okay, so before we get into our plans for your birthday.
Right.
So what are some things that, like I guess the first one's Botox. What are some things that you're, like, setting up for yourself with the knowledge that you're gonna be a year older?
Oh God. Well, it's kind of hard, especially now that we're in a pancake.
Yeah.
I feel like any of the things that I wanted to accomplish before my death at 30.
you need to. I'm gonna shut this fucking episode down.
This is gonna be so haunting when I'm dead by 30.
No, these episodes exist. I hate this because at this point I almost believe you, and I'm like, this is gonna. People are gonna be pulling receipts. We're gonna have to play this episode
at my funeral. Your funeral. Include the Justin Bieber fight. I want people to know where I stand.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because I feel like I wanted to travel more, you know, I wanted to, as stupid as it is, like make a certain amount of money by 30.
Right, yeah, all you had certain goals by 30. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, you didn't accomplish yours, no. But maybe this.
I'm still 29 for the last fucking time. These guys in the fucking group chat we're in every day are like, oh, well, Brie is a 34-year-old, and I'm like, I don't know what age I am anymore. I have to check my own passport because you guys have convinced me that I'm so fucking old.
We're always talking about how the vaccine rollout's changing. And we're like, oh, well, Bree's ahead of us because it says everybody up until 29 is going to get it here. And Bree's,
oh my
Bree's
God.
47,
you guys are,
so she's at the at-risk age group.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there were things that I had in mind that I wanted to accomplish by 30, because I feel like everybody puts such a milestone on 30. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. I thought your computer was going to die because it said that, and I was like, I swear to God, if this dies halfway through, and then it's just even more
it's
haunting.
It's at 89%.
Oh, I know. I saw this little fucking thing, the little red thing.
That's Dropbox.
Can you imagine that?
That just means somebody uploaded something.
Can you imagine how haunting that would be if this also ended, like, abruptly, your
like
birthday
my life.
Episode? Oh, my God.
30. People put a big milestone on 30. And I think this pancake and just everything has made me realize how young 30 is.
So young.
But yeah, people always put huge milestones on 30. So I kind of had similar huge milestones for myself. I think I will accomplish some of them. But yeah, I think get more Botox. That's an easily accomplishable one. make sure I keep starting my retinol journey. You know, follow that through.
Right,
gotta start anti-aging.
A lot of anti-aging.
It's
focus.
Mostly anti-aging from here on out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is, though? It's hard to have other goals right now because you don't know what you're going to be able to fucking do.
So I'm going to be trapped at home for the next 3 years. I might as well be putting retinol every night, you know? I see what happens if I miss it like you did. So.
Oh my God.
The window is there and it closed on you.
I literally can't stand you. For real, I can't stand
you.
Yeah,
no, I get that.
I'm
trying to make this episode just as shitty as Bree's birthday, just for the record.
Oh, okay, that's what we're going for? Yeah. Well, we better rev it up because it's
absolutely.
That's
I think
a tough
it's
one to
there.
Be. Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think speaking to, like, 28 is so young.
Young.
It's insane. 30 is so young. 35 is so young. Like, it's crazy because it's, I think we're just so part of a culture that's like, you have to do everything by a certain age.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking that since I was fucking 16.
Yeah.
Like, every age I've turned, I'm like, oh, well, I'm too old to start this now, which is such a sad thought. Like, now I think of those thoughts I had about certain things when I was, like, literally 18. I remember being 18 and, like, wanting to learn guitar. And I was like, well, I'm too old. Like, what's the point in starting now? And I'm like, I was fucking 18.
Yeah. I could have played guitar.
Like, by now I would have learned guitar.
Yeah.
But it's funny how we write those things off for ourselves at any age, which is just so stupid. And then as you get older, like, I think when you get off TikTok, you realize that it's, you're not really that old.
When you get off TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I also, like, we've talked about it before that my probably biggest demon is comparing myself to other people.
Right.
And that's a huge thing with age. Every year,
yes,
especially
a quantitative.
Totally.
Thing.
It's a number that you can't deny. And there's all these people younger than you that you see their success, even fucking things like TikTok. Yeah. I'm like, well, if I had been a fuck boy at 16, I would be a millionaire by now.
There's time, though. There's time.
See, that one, I think I'm going to say that there's not time. But yeah, I always compare myself to others, and birthdays, I think, are just like a huge realization of that. You know, you can kind of not think about how old you are for 12 months of the year, and then the week before, you're like,
ah. It's definitely hard when you're like a creature of comparison. Like, I feel like I do that a lot too. I try and unlearn that because I used to be really bad at it. But yeah, it's when you're a certain age, and do you find it goes the other way too? Like, sometimes when I hear certain people are certain ages, it makes me feel better because I'm like, oh, they're older than me, and I feel like,
or like they're young and so not successful. That really gives me hope too.
Oh my God. So yeah, you're turning 28 on the 28th. So that means, is that everywhere a thing, like champagne birthday? Or is that just a Canadian thing?
No, I think, like, it's probably North American.
Okay.
I can't speak to Europe. I'm not cultured, but I would assume it's only North America.
See, so I got my champagne birthday on my 23rd, because it's November 23rd is my birthday. So that's like so young. So I feel like you appreciate, it's like, this is nice because it adds value to
an age that wouldn't have value.
Yeah, because when you're younger, like, okay, you've just come off of, like, 19, woohoo, you know, here you can drink and, like, everything else. 21, okay, woo, I can drink in the States and whatever the fuck. And then it's, like, 23, I'm still, like, young and, like, my skin doesn't need Botox. And then, you know, it's a nice boost at 28.
Yeah.
It's like, also special.
Out of this year, it's nice to have, because this is my second Panorama birthday.
Yeah, so you really got fucked there.
Yeah, it's nice that this one has something that I can apply a theme to, something that, you know, will hopefully give me a little bit of serotonin, knock on wood, we'll see. Yeah.
Fingers and toes crossed.
But usually, speaking of my birthdays, usually my favorite thing to do for my birthday is force everybody in my life to do an extreme activity.
Yes.
I love it. It gives me joy.
One of the first times you asked me to, like, you actually, like, invited me to something was your birthday.
Yes.
When we
first met.
Yes, I did.
Which one?
The, like, first two I came to.
You didn't come to paintball, right?
No, and that was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I came to laser tag.
You did, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, early on, too.
That's what I mean. That was, like, right after, like we would have honestly probably have met. And then a year later, met again at VNDS.
Yeah.
And then it was that year. So it was like, we talked about this before. We met at VNDS. We hung out for a month. Didn't talk to each other for a year. Hung out at VNDS again, a local drag show here in Vancouver. Competition.
Yep.
And then it would have been, because February is VNDS, then you would have invited me to your birthday.
Yeah.
And I remember I said to Julia, like, oh my God, Sean invited us to his birthday. Like, this is, we're like that level of friends now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm invited to the birthday. And we went to, that laser tag place. And it was so fun.
What was the other one you came to?
I'm trying to think. It wasn't laser tag again. There was something else. There was laser tag, and then there was something, and then there was paintball.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. But yeah, you always do something like that.
Well, because nobody will do extreme things with me throughout the year. I'm always down to jump off a bridge with a bungee or not. paintball, go-karting, things like that. I would do that not in fucking COVID-19 nightmare, but yeah. I would do that every fucking weekend if I could.
You like doing that?
Like, I just like doing stupid random shit that, you know, gives me some adrenaline. Why not?
Why not? I like that.
And a birthday is one of the few times of the year that I have guilt that I can hold over people.
That's very true. You can force people.
Because it's like, if you don't come, you hate me.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Where usually it's like, hey, I'm not feeling up to get shot in the face with a paint sack.
Yeah.
Fair.
Fair.
But on that specific day, if you don't come, it's because you hate me and don't like gay people.
Yeah, it's homophobia. Exactly.
So I have a lot to wrap into that.
Well, I still laugh about the laser tag because it was like, yeah, the first like invite to anything. And Julia and I show up and we're in like jeans.
Yeah.
And like Converse and fucking whatever the fuck else we usually wear. And Sean and all his friends are in like athletic wear, runners,
I was in black. In Kim Possible cosplay.
Legit. And I was like, oh, like yeah. we're going for it.
Yeah.
And I think I forgot because when you're a kid, you don't think things like that are hard work because it's just like, it's like playing tag. You can play tag for an hour and it's not like, oh my God, I've been running for an hour. It's just fun, right? You don't think of it. But when you stop moving your legs for multiple years, like me, I, you know, went to play laser tag thinking it was just gonna be fun, and then I was like sweating my fucking ass off.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Literally feeling like I was gonna keel over and die. And I was like, how do people do this?
I know. And ours, the one that we went to,
jeans.
Is multi-leveled. I think it's four floors.
Yeah, running up and down.
And way to get up and down them are ramps.
Yeah.
And they tell you no running, but
obviously,
everybody's running.
Wait,
I think
you're not,
I actually
run.
No.
Oh wow.
It's also for children.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so, meanwhile, I think that year I fully vaulted, vaulted a barrel.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like pistol whipping people, you know, like we got really into it.
Yeah, you really have to go for it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we went for dinner, and it was so funny because we had got there just in time for like laser tag.
Yeah.
And we played laser tag with all these people that at the time we did not know. So it's so funny playing with like a group of friends and you're like running around, like doing the whole laser tag thing. And it's like, I'm playing this children's game with a bunch of adults who I've never met before.
No,
no. No idea who these people are. And then afterwards, like, I'm like a sweaty fucking mess in my jeans. We like sit down at dinner. I'm like, oh, so hi, everybody. Nice to meet you. That was so funny. And it's funny to think how long ago that was. So crazy. Like, that was the first time I met, like, so many of your friends.
Yeah.
All of them. And it's weird to think now, because even some of them that I know now, I'm like, oh, right, they were there, too. But I didn't think of them as who they are now, then, right?
So now it's been two birthdays that I haven't been able to do some extreme.
Right.
So this next one, hopefully we're free of a worldwide panorama.
Okay,
we're going to have to do something super extreme, like skydiving.
I've already been skydiving and I'm not doing it again. Sorry.
Because you hate me and gay people.
I'm homophobic. No, I can't. I can't test fate for a second time. I checked it off.
Listen, I'm going to die by 30, so I probably shouldn't be fucking testing
fate. Oh my God, this is
going to
be it. This is going to be it.
Kind of iconic, though.
Oh my God, you just came off with it.
I death drop, literally. I shablam 30,000 feet.
My God.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Oh my God.
I'll have to think of something.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you could invite, like, have you seen that TikTok, viral TikTok thing going around?
The dream blunt rotation?
Yeah, dream blunt rotation.
I also
rotation.
Love nightmare blunt rotations.
Yeah, I love those too.
Are very iconic.
But dream birthday party guests, okay. Like five, yeah. Who would they be? Anyone in the world.
Anyone in the world. Probably Steven from Blue's Clues, the mom from Spy Kids, just because I would marry both of those, so I should probably extend the invites.
Yeah, sure. You gotta find your way.
Maybe one to two thumb people of Spy Kids as well, but...
That's taking up your five.
No, five people. Probably the queen, because I just want to ask her.
You just want to know.
Yeah. I just want to ask.
She honestly seems kind of nice, too. Like, they didn't really seem to have much struggle.
Or Charles, or Philip, just to...
Philip, just to kill him.
Oh my God, things that would kill Philip. Oh. One of my birthday parties. Party. Talking to me for 10 seconds.
Yes.
maybe a royal. Somebody. I just need to ask them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Oprah as well.
Oh, just
to balance it. Probably Gaga.
Okay.
Gaga would definitely be there. Who else? Can they be dead?
Can they be dead?
Yeah. Is this like a dead or alive thing?
I mean, sure, if you want it to be. There's no rules here. I thought you were going to have someone. Like, you, like, asked that. Like, you knew someone who was dead who you'd like
to
attend.
No, I just needed to widen the net.
Okay, got it. There's not enough living people that you'd actually like to invite to your birthday
party. No, I need to start. Yeah. Maybe, like, Walt Disney, so I can just, like, beat him up and ask if he was frozen or not.
Ask if he was frozen?
Yeah.
Like how he unfroze and how that went.
Well, because everybody talks about how
he's frozen.
Is he though?
You think that's a conspiracy theory?
I just don't know. So if he was at my birthday, I could beat him up for being a racist, but then I could also ask him, "Are you going back to sleep in the ice after this?"
Okay.
After
like,
this birthday,
like
are you taking an Uber back
to the ice layer?
The Queen is just watching me beat up frozen corpse Walt Disney.
Oh my God, this sounds like a fun birthday.
And who else?
I mean, I'm free if you like.
No. Maybe like one of the Ashleys from Recess.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say like Ashley, like,
or maybe all of the Ashleys.
Oh, that's
no
just
one else.
It.
No one Queen, else. No corpse Walt Disney, just the Ashleys.
Just the Ashleys, and you're
including Spinelli.
Okay. Yeah. Spinelli's gotta be there for sure. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
Who's yours? I mean, it's not your birthday.
It's not my birthday. I'm not supposed to talk about myself.
I'll
for
give
once.
You this one.
Okay. Who do I really want to hang out with? Okay, Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
She has the exact same birthday as me, so we'd be like joint birthday celebration.
Have fun getting any attention at that birthday then.
I mean, I don't care. I just, like, if Miley Cyrus was there, I would just pretend it wasn't my birthday just to be in her presence. Honestly.
True.
I would step aside my own obnoxious Sagittarius energy for
her
Miley
to take
Cyrus.
Over. Yeah.
JoJo Siwa, bringing up the vibe.
Absolutely.
Right? And we're also going queers only at this party.
Yeah.
Mine
was queers only too.
Yeah.
It's the Ashleys.
Walt Disney.
The Queen. Walt Disney.
Who's someone that I like really want to hang out with? Leisha Haley, like who plays Alice on The L Word.
Okay.
Okay, she's like really funny, I think.
You know, mine would just be like different versions of Trisha Paytas
throughout the years.
Yeah,
just bring them all.
Cooking Trish, floor crying Trish, private investigator Trish, which was recently unlocked.
She needs one of those like video game apps on her phone.
Absolutely.
That you can like get to different
like
tiers
Kim
of
Kardashian's
Trish.
Game.
Yeah, yeah. Just different tiers of Trish and like different scandals you have to like go around. That'd be good.
David Dobrik's The Boss Battle.
Oh my God. Okay, Bimini Bamboulash.
Great choice.
And I get one more. Did I already say Lady Gaga? I might have to go no. Lady Gaga too.
I think it's a good choice.
It's a good choice. And I just feel like it's just, I feel like she'd be a good choice. But I want Lady Gaga as in drag.
Or it's Joe.
It's Joe.
Yeah.
It's Joe. Calpone. Joe. What is
Biden.
It? Joe. Lady Gaga as Joe Biden. Just a formal request and invite. You are invited, but you must go drag. Can I tell you something delusional?
Okay.
Absolutely delusional. Yeah. Okay. We should actually have an episode. I would like to vote for this in the future where we just call it delusional things that we've done.
Right, because that's not what this podcast has been this whole time.
Because I have a long list, okay? But this one was, whew, this is a taste of what's to come if we do that episode. So, a few years ago, Lady Gaga was here for a concert, right? And you know what, when people come for concerts, you're lying. You're lying, lying, lying if you are going to try and tell me that at no point in your life you've been to a concert or gone to watch a performer and you haven't, like, fantasized in some way.
Is this waking up might... in the morning?
Yeah, yes. Like, it's kind of like that.
Waking up in the morning, yes. Thinking about so many things.
Yes. Fantasized in some way that...
Gaga would finger blast you.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, or that you...
The only reason I go to Gaga concerts is an off chance she might finger blast me.
Or that you might get, like, pulled behind stage or, like, afterwards. Like, everyone knows this. When you go to a concert afterwards, especially a queer performer, and then you go out afterwards, there's a small party that's like, what if they showed up?
Right.
What if they came to the bar afterwards? Yeah. Right? Yeah, so yeah. You're, like, you're on your A game on the off chance. This is your chance to either be finger blasted or date Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah.
This is next level delusion okay. that I hit this night.
You thought that she would think that you were one of her kidnapped dogs? Miss Asia, what are you doing out there?
Okay, so this happened to be that she was going to be in town. Her concert just happened to be during Vancouver Pride.
Okay.
This is a few years ago. And I did not have tickets to the concert. I've been to a couple of Lady Gaga concerts, but this one I did not have. And I was like, well, she's going to be in town, right? I can hardly stressed. Say this. I can literally hardly say this. Sean, I can hardly say hello. I DM'd her. I DM'd Lady Gaga. It's like, hey, I see that you're going to be in town for Pride. I finally cracked. I can't even get
I cannot so continue with this podcast. You're so embarrassing.
I'm crying. This actually reminds me of that.
Did you ever delete it?
No. This is, I don't know. I should look.
You should look if it's still there.
And if so, like, I'll post absolutely it. Post it and tag her and be like, pretty rude that you never responded. Just saying, this feels a little homophobic that you never got back to me on this. Oh, no, nothing. I must have deleted it. Oh, my God. And I literally was, like, the delusion. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, why Lady Gaga would need a pre-drink to go to, like, a Pride
it's
party.
It's, like, at your parents' house.
Like, actually, in my mind, I was, like, because, like, a few years earlier than that, when she was not as big, and, like, by a few, I mean, like, 7 years earlier, she went to Dinah Shore, like, this party, right?
Right.
And she has been known to just show up at, like, random, like, gay bars during when she's touring, right? She loves a drag show. She loves the queer scene.
Yeah.
So in my mind, it was not that far off that maybe she would just want to hang out.
Yikes. 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 Yikes.
You know what, Sean?
Well, you're not doing a podcast with Lady Gaga, so clearly she didn't.
Oh, my God. I wish I actually had that so that I could screenshot it and, like, do one of those. Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things.
The fact that she hasn't released that as...
I thought you were going to say the fact that she hasn't responded to you.
The fact that Gia has not released
a
remix
single?
To that.
No, she would make so much money.
Where's Waking Up in the Morning, feat. Nicki Minaj...
Yeah.
By David Guetta remix.
Like, seriously, I'm here for it. Yeah. It's like when Kylie said that, like, that Sunshine, what is it? She was singing to Stormy and she was like, something about your like Sunshine or something like that. And she like released like a fucking remix. Amazing. Yeah. So, oh, maybe Gia in the blunt rotation just so she could sing that song.
Oh.
Is she over 18?
Yeah, she's like 20
now. She's got to be like old now, right? Yeah. Old.
Old. I might invite Stormy to mine. Add Stormy Webster to the blunt rotation.
I can't.
So, yeah. Birthdays. I do still hate aging. I think that's the overall.
The overall vibe?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell everyone what we're doing for your birthday this weekend, because they're going to think they were having a party, but
So we're having a party in person. It's going to be about 50 people.
Yeah.
We rented a private island. We're all getting tested before, though.
We're going to do that game where we put ice cubes in our mouths and just transfer fluids back and forth.
No, we're doing a Zoom party. Mm-hmm. Hosted by my boyfriend Brianne and my roommate.
Yeah.
It is champagne. It's gonna
be my boyfriend, Brianne.
My boyfriend Brianne, who's also my roommate. it is a champagne cocktail competition.
Because it's a champagne birthday.
Because it is a champagne birthday. The dress code, even though it is over Zoom, I did enforce a dress code of creamy neutrals. I will be wearing this not creamy neutral, but, you know, it's kind of rosé champagne colored.
Yeah, okay, okay. And
I
want to stand out a little bit.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It is my birthday. one of my last as well.
The fact that Sean told me about this creamy neutral thing, and I was like, wait, you're kidding, right? And he was like, no, I'm serious. Like, you and Julia have to wear creamy neutrals. And I was like,
Yeah, well, I don't want to take, like, a photo of the Zoom and people be in mix-match things. I don't want you and your green Playboy hoodie just musting up my screen. And, yeah, it's a champagne cocktail competition, so we're going to have a drop-off of you have to drop off your little mix of ingredients.
Yep.
And everybody's buying the champagne, same champagne, and then we will be having you have to pre-make yours and have a presentation photo of what it would have looked like.
Yes.
So you can judge on appearance. Mm-hmm. And we use the rubric of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity, uniqueness, name, and taste, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I think that was Seems the right. acronym there.
Yeah. What does that spell?
I don't know.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So basically, we all have to make a different champagne cocktail, and then we rate each other's.
Yes, via some sort of Google Doc.
I'm excited for it. But you know, something about this is just, we're doing the absolute right thing, okay? We're doing the right thing by doing a Zoom birthday.
Yeah.
But isn't it wild that we're like, we're literally one of the few people that are still fucking doing this? Like, it's so annoying to me that I, like, look on Instagram and I see everyone having their birthday parties with, like, 20 people. Or, like, oh, the loophole, I'm at a restaurant with, like, two tables of six.
Yeah.
And it's like, you realize you're not supposed to be doing that right now.
Also, like, so many Vancouver people have done that. And then the audacity. If you're going to do something, there are not things that I'm hiding, but also, like, how are people so stupid to just be posting it and then be like,
such a different
why
level.
Are you canceling me right now?
Yeah.
Like,
it's one thing to be doing it, but to not even have the awareness or the shame to not post it on top of that just because you want people to see you looking like what you think is hot on your birthday.
You
want to
flex that you have 12 friends.
And it's like, okay, settle down. And then here we are, like, fucking a year into this pancake. Creamy neutrals.
Crying about aging, drinking champagne.
Oh my God, over computers. What a vibe.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be a great birthday party. I can't fucking wait. Make sure you head over to our Instagram and give Sean some happy birthday love at I Can Explain Podcast and at Sean.Lusk. You can also click the link in
the
bio.
Get them in while you can. There's not long.
Oh God, Sean.
Get those wishes in. Maybe that can break the curse.
Oh my God. 5 stars only to break the curse, honestly. Yeah. Rate and subscribe. And also, you can find us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Brianne Williamson. And I don't know if Sean has one yet. Do you?
I don't know.
Also, people want the Twitch.
I know.
People were DMing like crazy that they want you to start
Twitching. Like crazy, there's two people.
They were flooding in, Sean. Oh my, the amount of DMs. It actually broke Instagram for a day. Yeah. So get going on okay. it. Well, two plus me, I'll watch. So that's three.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I'll have a second screen watching just to get some.
You get all
I'll have
your...
it up on my phone. All my devices will be watching.
So there you go.
Perfect.
So you're basically famous. Okay. Yeah. Also, wherever you're listening, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
Have a great day, Sean.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to die soon.